Welcome to Soul Wellness with Kristen, where we get into the nitty-gritty of various holistic modalities and explore exactly how they help you heal. I'm your host, Kristen, and I invite you to join me on this enlightening expedition where we explore the connection between mind, body, and spirit. In each episode, we'll talk in depth with holistic providers, medical professionals, therapists, and healers. Our goal is to empower you with knowledge, inspire you with stories of resilience, and provide practical tools that you can integrate into your daily life. So, find a comfortable space and join us as we explore the multifaceted world of holistic wellness. Get ready to learn how to improve every aspect of your life and simply feel good. The adventure begins now. Thank you for joining us. Today, I have one of our amazing tenants at Soul Wellness, Ashley Friend, who is a doctor of physical therapy and specializes in myofascial release. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you, Kristen. I'm happy to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here. And first and foremost, what exactly is myofascial release?
So myofascial release is a gentle hands-on technique. So it's a specialty in the area where we find tightness in the areas of the body, myofascial restrictions. The restrictions can actually be equivalent to 2,000 pounds per square inch of pressure in the body. So my job is to find these areas that are holding this tension and apply that gentle, sustained pressure, sustained being something like 2 minutes, 5 minutes is even greater, because that allows the tissue to accommodate to the pressure that we're applying, and that helps the body to soften and accept the changes that are being made into the system. So it's a holistic approach. I take a look at you from head to toe. The fascia runs continuously throughout the body, and it goes up and down, front to back, side to side. And we're really trying to address this intricate web. So you may come with symptoms at your shoulders, but my job is to find the root cause of the symptom by looking at the whole body.
Mm-hmm. So you say it runs through the entire body. Is this, the fascia is on top of the muscle?
So it's a thick connective tissue, and it surrounds every nerve, vein, artery, muscle, organ in the entire body, actually down to the cellular level. So when we get these restrictions, they can come about because of sustained postures. They could come across because of a traumatic incident like a car accident, a fall. They could be something like, you know, I hold my postures with my hands on somebody's body and I'm leaning forward every day, mm-hmm. all day long. So it just builds up restrictions over time, an accumulation effect.
Okay.
So yes, surrounds every nerve, vein, artery, muscle. It's like the chicken breast, that film
yes.
on the chicken breast, that's the chicken's fascia.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I see now. How in the world did you land on this specialty, being a doctor of physical therapy?
Well, so when I was a student, I got a referral for a patient with back pain, and it said patient for back pain, myofascial release. So I went to my clinical instructor and I asked, do you know what myofascial release is? And she was like, no. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go home and research it and I'll know by tomorrow. So all the internet said was gentle, sustained pressure. I'm like, okay. So I go in, I see this patient the next time he comes in, and I put my hands in a cross-handed fashion. And then he was like, wow, I'm feeling really good. And I was like, really? In my head, I didn't know what I did. I just held the pressure for 2 minutes or greater. Mm-hmm. And then he said it had fantastic results. And I was like, okay, great. So then I went on and I did travel therapy once I graduated. And I was in a clinical setting, and it was with pediatrics, children with severe disabilities. They had postures of like rounded shoulders, forward head, in wheelchairs. And my other practitioners were like, have you ever heard of myofascial release? And I said, indeed, but I don't know much about it. Can you give me some insight? And they're like, yes. So they taught me all about different holds on the chest to help open up the posture for the child, open up the diaphragm so they can breathe easier and help improve like their quality of life in the school setting. And so there was actually a course coming right as I was leaving there. And I was like, oh, man. Because I really wanted, mm-hmm. I was interested in this. So then I come down to Charlotte after that, and I get a pamphlet in the mail, and it said John F. Barnes myofascial release coming to Charlotte. And I was like, wow. So this is my third sign now.
Yeah.
So I have to take this. As soon as I went into that class, I could feel the work, the changes under my hands. And that was just so miraculous, because I had never felt anything like that before. The softening under my hands right from that instant. And then when I felt the changes in my body with the myofascial release, the fascia being one continuous unit from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, you can feel sensation in other areas of the body other than the place that the person has their hands.
It resonates out.
Yeah. So when I felt this, I was like, wow, that's something. And yeah. It truly has been a missing link for so many practitioners when they're trying to help their clients heal.
That's incredible. Obviously, you saw major differences in people to decide that this is what you wanted to do and this is what you were going to specialize in being a physical therapist.
Mm-hmm. And you really have to see it in other individuals. And when you feel it in yourself, you're like, wow.
You know.
This is it.
It's interesting, but even as you are a doctor of physical therapy, you are still giving people exercises. Mm-hmm. When you send them home, they still have homework to do and exercises to do.
Yep. So it's really important for the compliance of a home exercise program. What I do is I give self myofascial release techniques. I give strengthening exercises as appropriate. I do pelvis balancing exercises and activities to help you maintain everything that we've gained in the session.
I see.
So because we live life, right? So we sit at a desk again, we drive, we have emotional stresses with work, emotional traumas, all of that continues to accumulate in our body. And it's important for you to alleviate that at home, as well as with me, maintain everything we've gained.
So how often do you see a client that you're working with? What's normal?
So that's really variable. If somebody has chronic pain or an acute injury, I may see them closer together, like one time a week for a while. Mm-hmm. And then as their symptoms are starting to go away and there's more time in between having those pain ailments, then what happens is we space out the appointments.
Okay.
Oftentimes there on after, people will come to me on a wellness program, and that also can vary. Some people come and see me one time a month, some are once every 6 weeks, and some are like once every 8 weeks. Okay. I do have individuals who come further out, but they prefer to be in those closer ranges.
Okay. So I find it really interesting about how trauma is stored in the body. This has come up in a previous podcast when we were talking about energy healing and how there's always an emotional component. There's always something involved with chronic pain besides just the physical. So I'm really excited to talk to someone that does a physical modality that can kind of tie this in, because you know that as well. Tell me your experience about how trauma is stored in the body, how you know that.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will start with the physical aspect of things. So if you see the body as a house, so your pelvis is the foundation of your home, and then you have your roof above, which would be there on after from your hips on up to your head.
Okay.
Your head would be your roof. And then down in the basement would be your legs. So there's the physical realm where if the pelvis is off balance, what happens is you have one long leg and one short leg. And every single step that you take is compounded into building restrictions, right? Because mm-hmm. it's microtrauma to the body, just like sitting at a computer all day. So then my pain ailment, you might come in and you have pain in your neck, right? Or pain in your shoulder. But as I'm looking at the body, there's clearly one leg that's longer or shorter than another. Mm-hmm. So we do have to address that to find the root cause.
Okay.
Now, moving to the root cause in the restrictions. So I think about those restrictions that we talked about being 2,000 pounds per square inch of pressure. Those are like the inside of a spider web, super tight and bound down. So we have to move around them and the body compensates. What's causing this restriction? We want it to be like the outside of the spider web, super mobile and fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens over time is, or a traumatic incident or stress, we're always bending forward, for example. We never get sad and we open up our arms and wave them in the air. So we're like crouched down in maybe a fetal position or something like that when we're experiencing a trauma. So what happens is that position in space builds restrictions. So you're tightening muscles in relation to a traumatic event. And so that there might be the cause mm-hmm. of the pelvis being off, or because the fascial system connection from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes, you think about a sweater. And I put my hand on the sweater and I grasp it it's going to pull you down. I'm going to pull maybe like a thread at your abdomen. And I pull that thread and there's that connection maybe to the left shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. As we release those tissues, we're releasing that thread pull so that the shoulders can go back into its normal position. A fly caught in a spider web, that would be your emotional trauma. So we're in a position of a fetal position. And then what happens is maybe we're crying and we're having some grief or stress, and a fly gets caught in that position. So when we are holding on that position, you might release that fly and you might even experience the effects like crying, mm-hmm. or just like breathing or sobbing, or even just a memory can be tissue memory coming up.
It's fascinating how it's it's all tied together.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You are very intuitive. And I think that you're such a special practitioner because you have this physical modality that you specialize in, but you also bring it together with the intuitive side. Like you know things and you feel things through your hands. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, so it first starts, you know, with my visual assessment. So I take into account all the senses. So I'm looking, I'm softening my vision, and I'm looking for where I actually see the pole. Because you can see the pole of a restriction when I'm looking at the body. And you can see the imbalances side to side.
So are you seeing this? The person is standing in front of you? Or are they laying on a table?
Well, it can be in all positions. I tend to start and I look at the four positions in standing.
Okay.
Then once they get on the table, I do another assessment. This goes to my feeling assessment. And then as I'm feeling the restrictions, you know, I might rock you a little bit to see where you're rocking symmetrically, mm-hmm. or where you're not rocking at all. It's called rebounding. And okay. So I also can take your leg and kind of pull your leg, which is interesting. We talked about my schooling. This is feeling through the body. When I first started pulling legs, I just felt a leg. And then what happens over time is you refine your skills,
mm-hmm.
and then the intuition kind of comes in because you're feeling as you pull the legs, you can feel up into the body and where the pull stops. That could be in the back. It should be mobile and you should be able to feel it continuously throughout the body. But when you have a restriction, you can feel it elsewhere, which is really, really cool.
That is really cool.
When my hands are on somebody, what happens is it kind of feels like a melting phenomenon. And you guys may feel that too. So the softening that occurs, I can feel the pull within my hands as well, telling me where to go next. And sometimes you just kind of get this intuition of where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's partially just from experience and feeling to the body.
Right. I love seeing how many people you help because you're busy. And I know that when somebody discovers you, they come back because they feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Right. And what's also interesting about the fascial system is that when I'm treating you in one space, you might feel it somewhere else. Just like we talked about the sweater.
Yes.
And pulling that thread. So you might be on my table and I might be touching your shoulder and you're like, wow, hey, Ashley, I'm feeling this in my left quad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your body's intuition,
yes,
telling me where we need to treat some more.
It's fascinating. I know when I worked with you, and it's funny, I think about you all the time because I came to you with neck issues, head issues, and you were working on my pelvis. Working on the pelvis area, there's an issue here, and you have me sleeping with a pillow between my legs every night because I need to be straightened out there. It's so interesting because I would have never known that.
Oftentimes it's about alignment,
mm-hmm.
and getting you back into that good alignment. And when you release the restrictions and the tightness in the body, what's going to happen is your bones are just going to fall back into their normal position. We don't have to force them.
Yes.
That's what's so great about this technique is it's safe and it's effective. And a lot of it has to do with we're not forcing the system. Your body is accommodating to the pressure and healing itself. So again, you having a pillow in between your legs when you're sleeping, that's part of your home exercise program.
I'm so glad
you're being compliant.
I always think about you as I'm going to bed. I'm like, oh, I gotta get that pillow. It's great. Yeah, it definitely works. I have had much less issues now. So tell me this, is myofascial release contraindicated for anyone?
So if you have an active malignancy, So cancer, I wouldn't want to work directly on that spot, but we can work around to help you be more comfortable.
Okay.
If you're pregnant, there are certain areas of the body where I'm not going to want to touch, particularly where the baby is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see you safely throughout your pregnancy, and it really is beneficial for those women to help with back pain. When you're pregnant, there's increased laxity in your joints, and so people tend to go in and out of pelvic alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be really beneficial throughout your pregnancy as well. If one has an open wound, I won't be adding pressure to that area, but again, that would be a generalized or a local kind of contraindication, as well as a healing fracture or something like mesh in the abdomen. If you have a pacemaker, I also won't want to put pressure over your pacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Those are areas of the body that you wouldn't want to add direct pressure to. But again, I could work around them. A healing fracture, I also wouldn't want to apply pressure to.
Right.
But if you're, say, in a boot, that's going to cause you a pelvic imbalance. So we would possibly need to address the pelvis.
Okay.
Myofascial release, when done, held for 5 minutes or greater, that really helps to reduce the inflammation in the system as well. So it could be beneficial.
Okay. What can a patient expect when they see you? Are they clothed? Are they unclothed? Tell me about what a normal session is.
So this work is best done on skin. So no oils or lotions applied to the body. I typically ask somebody to come in shorts. Men typically don't wear shirts unless they feel that they want to, and that would be perfectly fine. Women, I ask that you come in shorts and a tank top or a sports bra, whatever you feel comfortable with. I can move around the shirt, but again, it's best done on skin. So then we would do our visual assessment together. We would talk about any sort of past medical history, current history, why you're here, what goals that you have. We would do strength testing, range of motion testing. So I call this my PT brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we start there, and then we get into that myofascial brain, my creative brain.
Yes.
People have called it an art. Myofascial release is an art because no two people have the same patterns.
Right.
So it's finding those unique patterns to you, the individualized care.
I love that. I feel like we've kind of covered this, but I want you to sort of wrap it all up. Who's the ideal patient? Tell me about the ideal person to seek your services.
So the ideal person is probably everybody, in the way that we're all living life.
Mm-hmm.
If you have chronic pain, though, and you've tried everything else and there has been no results or minimal or that didn't last as long as you had liked to, if you have diagnostic tests, the fascial system does not show up on any of the diagnostic tests that we currently have. So it's a myofascial dysfunction, or they say that there's nothing wrong with you.
Meaning you're talking like a CAT scan or an MRI,
mm-hmm. X-ray. X-rays.
Okay.
The fascia cannot be shown on those.
Okay.
So people are often misdiagnosed, or they don't know what's wrong with them. So that would be a clue to be like, oh, well, maybe a myofascial release therapist might be able to help me.
Mm-hmm.
People who are looking for wellness, for prevention of any sort of pain ailments, preventing surgery. Again, my PT brain and my myofascial brain together, they can really help you to prevent a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
Or prolong a surgery in certain instances. We create space in the body. So what is arthritis? It's when bone on bone compresses.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are able to reduce the amount of pull on the body and stop the bones. I can't reverse what's already been done, but we can create space and prevent further injury.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody looking to relieve pain, discomfort, improve your posture, improve wellness, reduce stress, all of these things are wonderful for patients.
Okay. And what about insurance?
So I'm considered an out-of-network provider.
Okay.
So if you have a private insurance, you can call each policy with inside your plan is different. So it's really important to know your out-of-network benefits. Patients pay at the time of service. And then if you choose to run it through your insurance, you're fully able to do that on your own. I provided an itemized invoice for you to submit to your insurance company.
Okay. Easy enough. So tell everybody how they can find you. You can give us your social media handles, or you can give us your website. Tell us how to find you and how to book an appointment with you.
So the best way to book an appointment with me would be to call at 704-360-0235. My website is ahealingfriend.com. Ashley Friend with healing
that.
In the middle.
You were named perfectly for this.
There's also my email on there at ashley@ahealingfriend.com if you wanted to reach me that way.
Okay. That sounds great. So you are easy to see. Do you have a wait time to schedule an appointment? Is there a wait to see you?
So I currently am accepting new clients. Sometimes it does take a few weeks to get in, but we are really working to help as many people as we can.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with me today and telling us all about myofascial release. It's a fascinating modality, and I know that you're helping a lot of people here.
It was my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on another enriching episode of Soul Wellness with Kristen. We hope the insights shared today have resonated with you, inspiring a deeper connection to your own journey towards holistic well-being. If you enjoyed today's episode, we invite you to subscribe, share, and reach out. Your feedback fuels our mission to bring you meaningful content that educates, empowers, and uplifts. Remember, you are a vital part of this community, and together we're creating a ripple effect of positive change.